Good morning. Skies are mostly cloudy this morning across a large part of interior New York and New England, with leftover low-level moisture behind yesterday's storm, which brought the rain, some thunder, and even some small hail to parts of the region. As that system tracks off the coast, a northwest wind has kicked in and will be gusty throughout the day today, at times over 20 miles per hour, keeping unseasonably cold air in place. Gradually, some sunshine will mix in as high pressure builds down from Canada, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the lower to mid-50s on average for daytime highs, although with that gusty wind, it'll feel much cooler, especially when the sun is ducking behind the clouds. Skies will be partly cloudy to clear tonight, another cold night with areas of frost as temperatures drop into the lower 30s. With high pressure overhead, we'll set up for a sunny day on Wednesday. It'll be seasonably cool again, but a bit milder than today, with highs in the upper 50s. More sunshine on Thursday morning, then as a warm front approaches from the south, clouds will gradually increase, but so will the temperature, as highs reach into the mid-60s. That warm front will bring a round of showers late Thursday night and early Friday morning. Then we'll have the opportunity for breaks of sunshine in the middle of the day Friday, which should push our temperatures into the mid-70s. This will set the stage for a cold front to pass by, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday afternoon. Drier weather to start the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds still near 70 on Saturday, and with a weak disturbance, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 70s again on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, warm and windy conditions continue to be a recipe for fire weather concerns in the southwest, resulting in the issuance of a critical risk by the Storm Prediction Center through Wednesday morning. Temperatures along the west coast, meanwhile, are forecast to trend cooler today as a Pacific storm system advances inland. That upper-level low coming into the west will also lead to increasing chances for rainfall in the Pacific Northwest and Northern California through Wednesday, with the heaviest rain amounts along the Northern California and Southern Oregon coast. Higher elevations of the Cascades, Sierra Nevada, and then into the Northern Rockies could see some light snow from this storm system. The Northern Plains may also see a couple of rounds of wintry weather on the cold side of a front draped across the Intermountain region. As that upper-level energy moves east, scattered showers and thunderstorms will ramp up over the central and southern plains through tomorrow. Rainfall totals between 1 and 2 inches, with locally higher amounts, could lead to isolated flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog, 16 degrees on a northwest wind at 72, gusting to 87 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 4 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 26, 55% relative humidity, a west wind at 18 gusting to 26 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 at Taylor, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 46, that's 11 degrees below normal. 0.2 of an inch of rain yesterday, 71 hundredths now for the month, which is still 48 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 11.48 inches for the year, which is 88 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 46, the record high, 91, set in 1881, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs around 50. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the upper 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday in the mid-60s. Morning showers on Friday, then breaks of sunshine in the middle of the day. A scattered shower and some thunderstorms possible later in the afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday near 70. A chance of a shower on Sunday, perhaps a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. And morning showers giving way to sunshine on Monday, back into the middle and upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.